Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Jared Road across from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks as well to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. And we're all going to learn today about storm water. And I'll bet you most people have no idea what it's about. We have with us today an expert in this, Monty McLean McDonald, who is the Stormwater Management Coordinator for the town of Fort Mill. And this is her first time on Straight Talk. And she's still smiling. How you doing?
I'm doing really well. And it is. It's a great day to talk about stormwater with all the rain out
there.
All
the rain we've had. So tell us a little bit about you.
Well, sure. So I work for the town of Fort Mill. I'm a Fort Mill native. I grew up
here
in the region.
Whoa, stop there. Fort Mill native. How about that?
I know. I remember, I'm always with my coworkers who are younger than me, I'm like, back in my day, this used to be a farm. And they always just roll their eyes at me. But yes, I remember back when Fort Mill was a small town. Mm.
So now you went through schools?
I did. I graduated from Fort Mill High School. And then I went to Appalachian State University, go Mountaineers, and graduated with a degree in recreation management. And outdoor experiential education. And so you might say, how does that relate to stormwater?
Bingo.
It's one of those things where my career path, I started off working in nonprofits. I worked with the Girl Scouts. I worked for the Anne Springs Close Greenway in Fort Mill for 11 years. And all of those experiences kind of led me to this position. And what I do for the stormwater department, I'm not an engineer. I'm not a plan reviewer or an inspector. I do our volunteer program. I do our community outreach and public engagement. And that's all part of our protocols from DES, from the Department of Environmental Services, that we have to do. So it's something where we like to do things like this, to talk with the community and explain to people exactly what stormwater is and why they should care about it. Because like you said, a lot of people don't even think about it. Unless you're having an issue, unless something is flooding your yard, you don't think about it.
So let's go back and let's have this elementary lesson. And explain to people what stormwater is. What
is it? Sure. So stormwater is simply water that has fallen from the sky in some form or fashion, usually rain. Sometimes there's this mythical substance called snow that we haven't seen in our region in a while. But anything that falls from the sky hits the ground. It's what happens to that water once it hits the ground. So if you could imagine yourself, if you're driving right now, don't close your eyes, but if you close your eyes and imagine yourself in a forested area, you know, it's all trees and plants, woodland area. When water hits the ground there, when it rains, it's going to mostly get absorbed into the ground, going to go down into the groundwater. Those plants are going to suck it up and use it. And it's going to, maybe a little bit of it's going to run off and go into some of our creeks. Now, when you're in an urban environment, like right here in Rock Hill or in Fort Mill, and you've got all this concrete, you've got the hard surfaces all around us, roof, concrete of the sidewalks, the parking lots, all of that, the roadways, when water hits that, it doesn't have anywhere to go except into our stormwater system. So when people see those storm drains, a lot of times they think that it goes into our sewer system. But we, in this region, we are separate. So stormwater and sewer are separate systems. If they are meeting, there is an issue. So when you flush your toilet at home, that is going to the sewer system. It's going to go to the wastewater treatment facility where they're going to clean and treat it and process it. And then it's going to go back out into our waterways after it's been cleaned. So stormwater, when it enters that storm drain is going to lead it to either a natural body of water, straight to a creek, or in some places, straight to the Catawba River, or it's going to go to a stormwater pond. And that just means that all of the things that that water picks up on its way is going with it. So any kind of trash, any kinds of pollution, like think about a parking lot. You see straws and water bottles, things that people have thrown out their window that end up in a storm drain, that's going to go straight into a creek. So that's why stormwater is important for us to talk about and to educate people about, because we want to make sure folks understand nobody's cleaning this up. Nobody's treating this water. What we leave on the ground ends up in our creeks and in our river. And I always ask the kids when I talk to folks at schools or different programs about stormwater, I'm like, where does our drinking water come from? Mm-hmm. It comes from the Catawba River, you know, and people downstream from us get their drinking water from the Catawba River. So everything that we do here could impact them downstream. And so that's why it's so important that we keep our trash in trash cans and not in our storm drains.
Well, we, what was that old quote of Lou Holtz, the former football coach for the University of South Carolina? He made some joke one day that the people in South Carolina had the cleanest cars in the nation. And somebody said, well, what are you talking about? Well, it's because they throw all their trash outside. And whether you like it or not, it is true. We kind of ebb and flow on this litter problem. Mm-hmm. And I think we're kind of in a low part right now, which means we're not doing too well.
Yeah.
We got too many people chucking stuff out the window.
It's true. We have noticed a very large uptick in roadside trash. One of the things that our department does, we partner with the Anne Springs Coast Greenway on our second Saturday service events, and those will start back up in January. It's a volunteer, all volunteer based program. We usually have about between 40 and 60 volunteers a month who come out and help pick up trash on our roadways. So that'll start back up in January. And last year, we picked up nearly just under 11,000 pounds of trash through different programs, not just the second Saturday, but it really shows you it's such an issue. It's everywhere, and it's something that we can all do something about simply by not throwing it out the window. But I know those folks probably are rolling their eyes at me. But also, I think some people are mistakenly letting trash fly out the back of their truck or something. A lot of people, when they're taking garbage to one of the York County convenience centers, they might not realize that it's a state law that you have to have your load covered. So you're supposed to have, if you've got a pickup truck and you've got, you know, a couple bags of trash on the back that you're going to be taking to get rid of at the convenience center, you're supposed to have it tarped and covered or strapped down. And so a lot of folks, I think, are kind of failing to do that step. And as they're driving down the road, things are just flying out the back.
Well, I don't want to get on my soapbox here, but
feel free. I'm already on mine.
Well, it's we don't have any enforcement mechanism. That's the problem. People learn by punishment. They don't learn by please do this.
Right? Yeah.
And I hear all the reasons why we can't do it, but I also know all the reasons why we need to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And until I'm just going to talk about York County, and we'll talk Fort Mill, Rock Hill, whatever, until they have put some teeth into all these wonderful things we talk about, you're going to see people continue to do what they do, which is load up their trucks, let it fall out, people chucking stuff out their windows because they don't want to have it around them. I mean, it's a cycle.
Right. Well, I will say there are some things that are already in place, like, being able to find people. I know that it is one of those things where enforcement is hard, because for a police department to be able to have an officer who's focus is on litter and litter prevention, it does take the cost of having an officer to do that. There are some grants though that are available through South Carolina's Keep America Beautiful affiliate, Palmetto Pride, and so you can actually apply to get a grant to help with litter enforcement. And so that's something that some of our communities can look at and see if that's something that we are able to receive and help pay for that.
Well, I don't want to speak for any one of the law enforcement officers, because I don't have their job and I don't know what it is. But it would seem to me if we had some teeth out there, that while they're patrolling, if they just saw somebody open up a window and dump a bunch of junk out, they put the little red lights on and pull them over, and hey, here's a ticket.
And that is something that they do have the authority and ability to do, for sure, if they see it. I think the problem is oftentimes people aren't caught in the act. it's after the fact where we're finding, you know, a dump site. I actually had a Boy Scout troop who helped us out this summer. They we had discovered a tire dump site, and now this dump site's probably was not active any longer. I think it had probably been there for decades, some of these tires, but they pulled nearly 400 tires out of the woods. They filled an entire large, long dumpster full of tires. And so there's definitely, like, when you find something like that, when you find a dump site, something, we call it, you know, illegal dumping for a reason. It's not proper, not the way to get rid of your trash. But when you find that, how do you tie that back to somebody? So having litter enforcement officer who can actually investigate that and try to figure out where that came from, that is something that we'd love to have at some point down the road.
But you know, we do have a wonderful system of convenience centers here in Rock Hill.
Yes.
And they take all this stuff.
They do. They take everything. And you can take, as a York County resident, you can take, I think, 4 tires a day to the convenience centers for free.
So maybe it's also a problem or an issue of education.
Right.
That we need to let, whoever out there who's got a pickup truck full of some old tires, you just go to the convenience center, dump them off there. Why go run in the woods if you can just put them there?
Right,
doesn't
exactly.
Doesn't make any sense. Yeah. But as you point out, your job is to make people aware that when it rains, like it's been raining here the last couple of days, whatever that water, whatever trail that water is going on, if there's litter in it, it's going to pick it up, clog up the drains. It's going to, you know, just create more, or eventually end up in the Catawba River.
Exactly.
And if you don't think the Catawba River is full of this stuff.
Well, and we've got so many wonderful groups that try to get out there and do, you know, cleanups after the fact. But really, if we could prevent it from getting into the waterways, that's even better.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why, some people have asked why Stormwater is doing street cleanups. And it's because any litter that you see on the side of Highway 21 or on Springfield Parkway in Fort Mill, all of that ends up eventually finding its way to a creek. Steel Creek runs right through there, and Steel Creek runs to Sugar Creek, which of course runs to Catawba. And in fact, we've done some cleanups of Sugar Creek with our friends at the Catawba Riverkeeper. And man, Sugar Creek, bless it. We need so much help there trying to improve that waterway, because it's absolutely gorgeous. It could be a beautiful, wonderful thing for our community to have, what we call a blue way. Just like you have greenway systems where you have hiking trails, you can have blue ways where people can go kayaking. But the number of tires, the amount of trash that is in Sugar Creek, and, you know, we have to look a little bit to our neighbors to the north for some of where that's coming from. But being able to do things with agencies like the Catawba Riverkeeper and getting some of that cleaned up has really been awesome to see. Last year we did a river sweep, and we got about 530 pounds of trash, just like floatable trash. It was all like plastic bottles and aluminum cans. And then we also got 107 tires out of the creek in just one morning. So,
Wow. So do you all coordinate? For instance, I know that you've referenced the Catawba River Creeper.
Mm-hmm.
You work with them or coordinate with them?
Yes.
And same thing with the county?
Yeah. So York County, we work with York County Stormwater on different projects, as well as with Keep York County Beautiful, which is, of course, the countywide affiliate for Keep America Beautiful. We are starting our Keep Fort Mill Beautiful. Here in Rock Hill, you've got Rock Hill Clean and Green, which is y'all's affiliate for the Keep America Beautiful. And it's wonderful to have these different agencies that can help really get the word out across our entire area, but then also a coordinated effort to do cleanups and really get some momentum behind some of the spring efforts that we have coming up next year.
All right. Well, that's a good segue into what we're going to talk about, which is all the initiatives you have underway in Fort Mill. But before we do that, we got to take our mid-program break. Remind everybody, you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. And by Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks as well to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. And you can find out about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. All right, here at Substation 2, it's all about fresh subs and salads. We do it 6 days a week between 10 in the morning and 9 o'clock at night. How we do it is pretty simple. It's in the white letters here. And we're all going to chime in together, including you, already, at the count of three. One, two, three.
Slice. Garden.
Not bad. That was a little weak on your part over there. You got to pick it up. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
Hey, Alex, have you heard that Substation 2 now has gift cards?
Yeah, I just heard about that, and I'm on my way to get one now. They're perfect for holidays, birthdays, and graduations, and they're reloadable, reusable, and available in any amount you want.
Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
If your primary care physician has recommended surgery for a medical condition and non-invasive medical treatments are not an option, you may want to talk to your surgeon about new, less invasive surgical techniques. At Piedmont Medical Center, we use Da Vinci Robotic Surgery, a robot-assisted system controlled by a surgeon designed to allow for greater surgical precision during many general GYN and urology procedures that potentially offers you a quicker recovery. Learn more online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
Shop for the holidays smarter this year with Founders Federal Credit Union. Now through December 31st, take advantage of 7.9% APR on select purchases made with your Founders credit card. Spread more holiday cheer this year without breaking your budget. Visit foundersfcu.com/cc for more information. Terms and conditions apply. To obtain additional cost information, please contact us at 1-800-845-1614. On July 1st, 2025, the promotional APR will revert to the effective APR as previously disclosed. Visit foundersfcu.com/cc for a list of qualifying purchases.
There are very few genuine money managers in America, and one just happens to be your neighbor. If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see what a money manager can do for you. Anderson Griggs, 324-5044, or go online to AndersonGriggs.com.
If you need catering, Substation 2 has a number of options. Right, Charlie?
At Substation 2, we have giant party subs, we have sliced deli meat trays, we have sandwich trays. We basically have everything you need for the party except the people, and we can supply them too.
Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Mina McLean McDonald is with us today. She is a stormwater management coordinator for the town of Ford Mill. Her job is to make sure that we keep these waterways as clean as we can, streets clean as we can, whatever. Because everything that the water hits when it rains, like it's raining now, goes right down with it to wherever the water goes. And it was interesting. You gave me this handout. How long does it take for trash to break down in your local waterways? Fruit peel, you know, a banana peel, 2 to 5 weeks. A cigarette butt, 1 to 5 years. That really surprises me on that one.
A lot of folks think that cigarettes, because they used to be made out of paper and cotton, you know, the filter,
yeah.
they think it's, oh, this is biodegradable. It's just tobacco and paper, so, and they throw it on the ground. But our modern cigarettes are all plastic. They've all, it's foam, there's all kinds of plastic in that cigarette butt.
Yeah, a plastic bag, 10 to 20 years.
And that's for it to break down.
Yeah.
And then, of course, what does it become? It becomes microplastic.
Yeah.
It doesn't ever actually go away.
Yeah, the fish end up eating it and they get sick.
Well, and the thing that's really mind-boggling is to imagine every piece of plastic that has ever been produced is still on our planet.
Yeah, it's not going anywhere.
You know, the straw that we have in our drinks today, it's going to be here for hundreds of years.
Unless it's recycled.
Yeah. And unfortunately, a lot of that type of plastic is not really recyclable.
Well, I tell you again, I go back to the convenience centers in York County. I think they've done a great job on the recycling, because you can recycle just about anything.
Anything, yes, they really do. I mean, I know our curbside, you can only put so many things in for curbside, depending on who's taking it. Like, you can't put glass in your curbside, but you can still recycle glass at the convenience centers.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll take all kinds of different things there, you know, especially when they have their, twice a year, they host those days where they take hazardous materials.
Oh, yeah.
And you can recycle paint, all kinds of different
paint,
materials.
Tires, glass, regular household garbage, steel.
They'll do computers and all of that.
Yeah. Aluminum cans, 80 to 100 years.
Yes.
For it to break down in the local waterway. and a plastic bottle, soda bottle, 450 years. 450 years.
At least.
At least. Okay. So you've got a bunch of initiatives underway in Fort Mill, trying to rally the troops, primarily to say if you don't litter, if you'd stop littering, a lot of this problem would go away.
Well, that's true. A lot of that is, you know, litter is 100% human caused. So we can 100% solve it if we all worked together. But, you know, litter that you see, such as all the things you just listed off, that's only one piece of the issue with stormwater pollution. We also have chemicals. So, like, if you've got a car that's leaking oil in the parking lot, all that oil that's on the ground ends up going into the storm drains, going into those waterways. If you have a dog at home, I have my handy-dandy dog poop bag holder here. So when you have a dog and you're letting them poop on the ground and you're not picking it up, that means all the bacteria that is in their waste ends up going into our waterways.
That's pretty irresponsible. I mean, you know, when I walk through Cherry Park, I see the dog. I mean, most of the dog owners are very responsible. They're picking
most
it up.
Most people are. They are.
Yep.
But when you have a rainstorm like today in the summer, when the water gets high and kids go to play in the creeks after a rain, you always want to be mindful of the fact that that's when pollution is going to be at its highest point for that waterway. Yeah. So if you go to a park and there's a creek to play in, make sure it hasn't rained for a couple of days so that it's safe for your kiddos to be in that water.
Okay, if you go to the Fort Mill, Town of Fort Mill website, which is?
FortMillSC.gov.
FortMillSC.gov. You're going to find a bunch of stuff. One of them is your Keep America Beautiful for Fort Mill, your news. What do you call it, the news drain?
It's my newsletter. We do a stormwater newsletter once a quarter. And the latest edition is got the front cover of it is all about our new Keep Fort Mill Beautiful committee. We've created an affiliate, and we're actually, the application to become a member of that committee is on our website. We're really encouraging anyone who lives or works in Fort Mill and they're interested in learning more about that committee and being a part of it to register online, to sign up, to join us. We're going to be hopefully gathering those folks in the new year and being able to get that committee together. So we're still looking for more folks to join us.
I mean, how many do you want?
Well, ideally, at least minimum, like at least six people. Some places have huge committees because they've, you know, break into all these different subcommittees. To at least start with, we'd love to have 6 to 10 in that range somewhere to start the committee. We'll be focused on not only on the litter side of things, but also beautification projects. We have some projects coming up in the spring where we'll be doing some gardening, some pollinator gardens at some of our local parks. We're going to have a community garden that's going to be starting up in the spring. So a lot of different fun things that committee will be able to help with.
All right. So that's what's all contained in the news drain, as you call it.
Right. The newsletter is all about our outreach efforts. You can see some of the volunteer numbers there, folks that we've had. We're going to be doing a stream bank stabilization workshop that is free to anyone. If you live in York County and you have a creek that runs in your backyard, or you're a professional in like a landscaping area, you want to learn more about how to keep your creek healthy, you can take our stream bank stabilization workshop. We're partnering with Clemson Extension on that. And that, again, will be free, and that's in February. So hopefully we'll have a good showing of folks learning how to stabilize creek banks.
All right. I look on the back of this, and it's kind of giving us a sneak preview of 2025.
Yes.
So tell me about some of those things coming up.
Sure. So one of the things that we're really excited to do is we are bringing a community garden to the Paradise community in Fort Mill. That's right near Steel Street Park. So the community garden will be a place where folks will be able to grow their own fruits, veggies, flowers. And then there will also be some shared areas where we'll have sort of communal space, where we'll have like a sensory garden for children. We'll have some raised beds that are accessible for folks who maybe use a wheelchair or other mobility devices. And that'll be coming. We're in the process of getting the designs done now, hopefully doing some groundbreaking this in early 2025, but it's going to be a process. I'm still learning how government functions.
What else is going to be going on?
So we will also be doing our Team Up to Clean Up Fort Mill event. That is going to be a townwide community cleanup effort. It's also going to be a competition, so hopefully we'll get some businesses involved, school groups, clubs, organizations. We'd love to have you join us. So anywhere from April 22nd, which is Earth Day, through May 11th, groups can sign up with us. They can do their own cleanups. You can participate with us in our big group cleanup, which is our litter sweep on May 10th. And we will have t-shirts for folks. We will have prizes for the groups that have picked up the most litter. And it's going to be a fun time. So we're hoping to have a lot of folks out there on roadways and in the creeks cleaning up trash and making a big impact all together.
All right. Now, you also have an internship program.
Yes, our internship program. I'm so excited and proud of this. This started actually last summer when a young woman named Sia, shout out to Sia, contacted us and asked if she could intern with us. And I said yes, 100%. So we kind of made it up with Sia as we went. And she was fabulous. She set the bar high. And then this past summer, I was so thankful and blessed to be partnered with the Fort Mill School District. They were able to help connect me with five amazing young people. Three of them are now college freshmen, two are high school seniors, and they were just incredible. We did all kinds of different things together, and they were a great group. And so I'm really looking forward to the next crop of wonderful Stormwater interns. We'll be taking applications for that all the way through to May 2nd, and hoping to get some juniors and seniors or recently graduate, if they've recently graduated from high school, to join us as interns.
So they work with you during the summer months?
Mm-hmm. We had them come 3 days a week, June through August, and we were flexible. People had to go on college tours or they had, sure, other things to do. So we were flexible with their time. But we went on field trips. We got to learn more about the South Carolina Adopt-A-Stream program, mm-hmm. which we are a hub for. So that's one of the pictures there. You can see them doing water quality testing, and it was a really wonderful experience.
Now, this one I think is really unique. we always talk about adopt a highway, adopt a tree, that kind of stuff. In Fort Mill, we want you to adopt a storm drain.
Exactly.
And this makes a lot of sense. It may sound silly, but it makes a lot of sense.
Well, and it does. The Adopt a Storm Drain program is one that I started when I first started working for the town in 2022. And it's something that's so simple. Families can do it. We've had kids sign up to adopt storm drains. You can adopt the drains that are on your street. And what you're doing is you're walking your neighborhood, taking a look at those storm drains, making sure that they look like they're working properly, and you're cleaning off any trash or debris. A lot of folks don't think about the fact that, especially in the fall right now with all the leaves that are on the ground, when people like blow those leaves into the street, if they cover up their storm drain, you're impacting the stormwater system. It's not going to be able to function the way you want it to function. The whole purpose is to get the water off the streets so you don't have any of that localized flooding. And when you clog it up with leaves or you put stuff on top of those drains so they can't function, then we're going to have an issue. So having more eyes on it, because our department is small, we can't lay eyes on every storm drain before a heavy rain comes. And being able to have the community feel empowered to say, hey, I know about this now, and I know this isn't right. Let me report it. Okay. It really helps us out.
All right. Again, the website is
FortMillSC.gov.
All right. And if you want to find out any more information, that's where you want to go, because she's got lots of it, and it's a very interesting program that you're operating. Thank you, Monty, for being with us
today.
Thank
you so much for the invitation. Loved being here.
Monty McLean McDonald, our guest this afternoon, the Stormwater Management Coordinator for the town of Fort Mill. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments of Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. One more time, fresh subs and salads. We do it 6 days a week here at Substation 2. How we do it is in the white letters, and everybody can chime in together. Are you guys, you guys can read over there at the count of three. Read the white letters. Here we go. One, two, three. Slice.
Garden, garden, garden.
All right, have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.